from forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. From forever and ever and ever.
New year, new you, baby. That's right. That's what you said. Are you keeping up with your new year resolution? I bet not, but I can tell you what, if you're not working out, you at least have to eat right. So I'm here to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. NTT Fitness is a meal preparation service. They also have a gym, but let's face it, you're not going to go to the gym. Just give up, but you can at least eat well. Get fresh, delicious, and healthy meals delivered right to your door. Do it today and get 15% off your first order. If you use my code, LEVELUP15, LEVELUP15, you bum, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, drive, drop, car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot.
Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
Beautiful morning. It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back. Full episode this week. Like normal. Anyway. Boy, if you did not check out, I think it was episode 325, you should. It was about the coronavirus. And boy, has things exponentially just blown up since that. There's so many things I don't even remember, like the big stuff that I should tell you. Sports is done. NBA season suspended. NHL season suspended. XFL season suspended. March Madness not happening. Championship games, college championship games and basketball gone. Not happening. What else? Concerts, Grand Prix was happened, you know, the St. Pete Grand Prix here locally, but it was, nobody was there. Nobody could, you just had to watch it on TV like some pleb. And at first they said that they were going to let, I guess, VIPs be at the race, but I guess opted against that to just nobody, just, I guess, race essential staff could go. And I was thinking about that too, because Italy is just ravaged by this coronavirus, this COVID-19 right now, and saw some just horrific video of this actor that was taking care of his sister who had the virus and died and doesn't know how to get her out, or, like, doesn't know what to do with her body, and nobody will come help. There's nothing to be done. And what a nightmare. Your loved one is just, you're sitting there with them as they rot. I mean, you know, hopefully we got it, you know, a little better in this country. But, you know, there's a lot of Italian racers that are down here for, there's a big IndyCar. There's a big, like, Ferrari's a team, I believe. And, you know, it's a big sport over in Europe, IndyCar racing. And I was like, oh, my God, these people are going to be coughing all over town. So they opted not to open it to the general public. This COVID-19 is very unique. It lives in the air for a long time. It can live on surfaces for 6 days. You don't know you have it, and for you have it, and then you get sick. Just bam, like that, you're sick all of a sudden. It's very frightening. And I mean, it seems like I've never lived through anything like this. I don't think anybody has really lived through anything. Maybe like World War II or something, where you're not getting these. And the thing with this is, like, if you get this virus, you're probably gonna be okay. Probably. I mean, you're gonna be very sick for a period of time, and you'll recover and you'll be okay. But we don't have any sort of manufacturing here in America. Everything is made in China and, you know, elsewhere. So we are probably going to have some issues with supply line disturbances, where we're not going to be able to get shipments of these goods that we use all the time. And people are not going to be used to that. Already panicking, already going out and buying toilet paper. And I was able to find toilet paper. I heard people calling in and saying that, you know, oh, I can't find toilet paper anywhere. And I found a place. And it seemed okay. It was a little less than usual, though. Couldn't find any alcohol. Couldn't find hand sanitizer. But thank God I found toilet paper, because I had to get some canned goods. And pretty much the only thing left was chili, canned chili. So I will need that toilet paper if it really comes down to it. So thank God I was able to find some toilet paper. But people, we're definitely going to, it's going to be something new that I haven't dealt with, and probably my parents haven't even dealt with. It's just not having access to some of these goods that we're used to having. And what are we going to do? And everybody's going to freak out. It sucks. I'm not really looking forward to it. But there's this thing, we have this optimism bias as well. So we think things have been good for so long, the system has got it under control, we don't need to worry about it. You get shamed if you prepare for some sort of disaster. Everybody, you know, once a hurricane is bearing down on us, everybody's going out and getting plywood and getting water and food, and it's mayhem. But for something like this, you know, or even if you start preparing a little earlier in hurricane season, you kind of get laughed at, like, oh, what a weirdo, freak. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you afraid? Nothing's gonna happen, you fool. And then something like this happens, and you're like, oh, well, wish I was prepared. So I went out and got enough food for probably for me, I could probably make it last 2 weeks. You know, I got enough water for at least a week. Got enough toilet paper for at least a few days. 9-pack, you know. We'll just have to see what the chili does on my system. And ammo, ammunition. I just bought some more. Put it on a credit card today. It'll be here Monday. It's kind of crazy how a lot of people turn into lunatics all of a sudden once things happen. But it's not. You're not a lunatic for buying these things. You should have these things on hand. You know, people have this optimism bias where the government will save me. And you look at Italy. Now, granted, we aren't Italy, but Italy's a first world country. And they just got whacked with this thing really quick. And it's turned all their worlds upside down. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com is the website. I just got some really cool holographic HMB radio stickers in. I don't even want to give them away. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but they're really cool. And they're like, I don't know if you collected baseball cards or anything when you were a child, but it's like one of those refractor cards. It's just really cool to look at, and it's got that tie-dye background. It's just a lot of colors going on. It's neat. So I will send some of those out if you want one. I got a few Stay Woke magnets left as well, and Sticker Mule. If you need any stickers made, boy, they are the place to do it. They always have deals, like weekly. You can get really cool stuff made at a really fair price. Stickers, when I first bought them, I figured they would be, oh, that's a cheap way to advertise. I never throw away stickers. Even if it's something I don't really care about, I'll hold on to a sticker no matter what. I have so many just sitting in my drawer, but it's better than a business card. For some reason, I just can't bring myself to throw stickers away. So they got great deals weekly where you can get, I think these things, 50 of them were $86, and they had a deal for $19. Not sponsored by Sticker Mule. They should. I buy a lot of their stuff, and they're really great products. So this podcast is brought to you by Truvi Salon and Spa. Hey, if you're going to die, you know, from the disease, you might as well look fantastic while your lungs slowly fill with fluid and you begin to drift off into the great unknown. You want to look good for that. Be a beautiful corpse. Who said that? John Waters, I think. So if you want to be a beautiful corpse, get yourself to Truvi Salon and Spa. TruviSalonAndSpa.com. T-R-U, V as in victory, Y, SalonAndSpa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. They are not closed down for coronavirus yet. We're not on mandatory lockdown yet. So get yourself a brand new look at TruviSalonAndSpa.com. What else is canceled? They got spring training's canceled. They're probably going to push back, or they are, at least by a few weeks, going to push back the start of the baseball season, the 2020 season. The Buccaneers have stopped all travel for the draft, so scouts are not able to travel and look at players. WrestleMania, probably not going to happen here at Raymond James Stadium in a few weeks. It just seems so unlikely with what's going on right now. And things are just exponentially not getting worse, but just changing. Like, people are just being like, yeah, let's just shut everything down for a few weeks. And that's probably the move, to just, you know, sit out for a few weeks, let things calm down. But this virus is weird, and there's so much, you know, disinformation out there. My boss sent me this video. Oh, this isn't a big deal, man. The swine flu in 2010, and this is different. It's an additive thing. We got the flu, and then we got this COVID thing that's a brand new, you know, disease that just popped up, and we don't know anything about it really. So that's what's different, I think, about this one. And you know, I've seen death rates from this thing from 1% all the way up to potentially 10%. And that, go check out HMB 325 if you haven't. I talked about Event 201, which was a simulation of a coronavirus outbreak and what it would do to the world in a pandemic situation. And that's just happened. I mean, that's just happening. They nailed it. And I don't know if there's anything nefarious about it, or they took the live simulation and made it real. Not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. I already pretty much did in that episode 325, so go check that out if you haven't, at hmbradio.com. So, I don't know. I'm concerned, but, like, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can really do aside from just make sure you can take care of yourself and your family. Don't freak out. You just have to be ready to go. And don't let people shame you for being prepared in a situation like this. Don't expect the government to be there for you, because they might not be able to. Not that they won't, but they might not be able to. I mean, any sort of disaster situation, they do their best, but it might not be good enough. So you want to make sure you have these things ready to go in an emergency situation. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, though. 813-693-2124. That's the voice and text line. You can go to hmbradio.com/contact. You can get that number and an email, contact page, all that stuff's there. Are you prepared? Are you afraid? Are you ready? Is this a conspiracy? Is this bat soup? What do you think's going on here? I'd definitely love to hear your thoughts. 813-693-2124.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. HomemadePodcasts with an S.com is a media consulting business company entity that focuses on podcasting. Now, I'm a firm believer in this business and this company and this institution because it's my institution. It's my thing. And I know what I'm doing. And I have proof. Listen, right now, because this is the proof. I'm doing a podcast right now, and it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, I can help you accomplish the same types of things. And maybe you don't know how to do RSS feeds. You don't know how to the technical aspects of this. What's an MP3? What is that? Well, I can tell you for a small fee. HomemadePodcasts.com or leave a voicemail or text 813-693-2124. Say you're interested in podcasting, and I'll call you back. Let's chat. Let's work together. Also, if you're interested in, if you like the show and, you know, you've checked out NTT Fitness and Truvi Salon and Spa and are looking for other ways to contribute and show your love and appreciation for this love project that I do, this passion project, well, it's a modern world, and now you can hold your hand out and panhandle on the internet. And you can just go to hmbradio.com/contribute or donate, I think it is, actually. And you can find my Venmo or PayPal there. It's really easy. Just whatever you want. Whatever you want to send, I will cut my hand and take gratefully. And I'll go, oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God. This will help. I'm so in debt with student loans. You have no idea how much this helps. This 58 cents, thank you. And it's not being sarcastic. It's really not. Unfortunately, it's not. So if you want to do that, I'd love to have your money. hmbradio.com/donate. All right, so Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with a friend of mine named Anna Hummel. We do it every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone. You can find it at theboneonline.com, or you can get The Bone app. You can get it on demand so you can sleep like a normal human being. Just download it in the Google Play or iTunes store. Just search 102.5 The Bone. You get Stay Woke plus all the other great Bone programming, breaking news, traffic updates. It's your one-stop shop. You're going to love it. Get the app, 102.5 The Bone. This week on the show, this segment is from earlier this week when we have found a story about how intimate some of these couples are, sharing toothbrushes and towels, all this nasty stuff. And then I forgot to tell Anna something horrifying that happened to me over the weekend. And you're going to hear that story about how I met a new friend. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
Welcome back. You're listening to Stay Woke. Thank you for joining us this Tuesday morning. We appreciate you. We're going to be with you for the next 15 minutes or so. If you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You can find us on the social medias at Anna Hummel Radio and at @home_made_man. That is where we live. That is where we thrive. That is the only space that actually matters. If it's not on the gram, it didn't happen. Okay, we are taking calls from people. We want to hear about the disgusting habits that you and your partner have. I'm especially interested to know when it comes to bathroom information. Because at the beginning of a relationship, if you're dating someone, I feel like that is like that's a no-no. You don't want to exchange. You try not, like Will's, many a time Will has said that he's held in his farts, much to his own discomfort, for hours and hours on end, where he thought he was going to die. He thought he was going to implode, but he makes sure he doesn't do that because he's trying to keep the romance alive and maybe also set a precedent that that's not how he wants to conduct business in the bedroom.
Correct.
Because then maybe she's like, oh, okay, well, I feel if you are comfortable and you feel free, maybe I'll just fart on you. And then I don't think Will would like that very much.
No, I would not.
And Will is all about equality.
That's right.
Equality. If you, if
and
I
farts.
Can, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So if he can't fart on you, you know, he would appreciate if you don't fart on him. That,
correct.
That's the rule.
I would.
And I respect that. But apparently there was a study done in the UK. A lot of couples, it looks like they share towels. That's some towels that people do. And it looks like this is pretty disgusting. 90% of bathroom towels are contaminated with fecal bacteria.
Of course they are, because you're wiping your butt with them. Do you clean your butt with the towel? Like your BH? Do you pat your BH with the towel?
I don't think I pat the BH.
Do you just leave it wet?
I think like I just let it air dry.
Oh, what do you, what? How long does that take?
I don't know. Like, I don't really get, I mean, here's the thing. This is, I feel like this is super graphic. Like, I'll go between the cheeks,
mm-hmm.
but like, I won't go like on the, yeah. on the lips.
So it's just you got some moistness happening in there. Because you have to get, you have to, in order to air dry, you have to be, you have to allow the air to get to it. So I'd imagine you're just, you know, you're the shape of a Y, and you got your anal lips in, you know, in the air and wafting around there. I use a paper towel to clean my BH.
I could see that. That's yeah. probably a smart idea. It's funny. I'll get close. Like, I'll get within, like, maybe an inch and a half of the rim.
Yeah.
But I don't want to touch it with the towel, even though it's just been freshly showered.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, you don't want to. I mean, still, like, you can clean your BH until the cows come home.
Right.
You're still poop.
It has a mind of its
Still poop there. There's just nothing you can do about it. So I just like to get a nice, fresh paper towel. You spread your anal lips and you just place the paper towel there like a man pawn, like you have to do sometimes. And then you close your cheeks, make the V shape, and then it gets nice and dry.
So you squeeze your butt. Squeeze your butt. Like yep. a squat. Like you're squatting like, at the top yep. of the squat.
Exactly.
Raisin ass.
And just let it smush together and then let it sit there for a minute. Let the moisture.
A minute?
Well, you know, maybe 10 seconds okay. or something. You know, let it sit for a little while. Sometimes I'll brush my teeth, have the paper towel. In my butt, like on my butt cheeks, and then I just let it soak up the moisture, and it works well. I haven't had any problems.
And you do this after
every shower. That's right. I don't wipe my butt with the towel that I'm using again.
Listen, it sounds weird, but I totally get it. Look, it just said in this study here that 90% of bathroom towels are contaminated with fecal bacteria.
These monsters, Anna, are just getting in there, you know, in their butt. And they don't care. And then they put that and they clean their face with it the next day.
And
I use the same towel
all week
for like a week.
Me too. Same.
But I make sure it's nice and air dried, and I don't, you know, stick my butt on it.
Yeah.
I make sure
I'm absolutely.
I don't
the
even
same.
Like. I don't like cleaning my balls.
Your balls.
I don't like drying them. But I'm like.
But your
okay,
balls
are
not
be,
like an open orifice.
Right.
Like,
that's
they're
what
just
I figured.
Skin, yeah.
And they're, you know, I make sure they're nice and clean.
Sure. Absolutely.
Know, as clean as they're gonna get anyway.
It says, and 14% of the towels contain traces of E. coli.
Mm.
E. coli from your
that's
booty
from poop.
Hole. Yes,
yeah.
From poo poo. It says here the survey also asked respondents about bathroom usage. About 3 in 10 women aren't comfortable sharing any kind of bathroom issues with their partners. Until at least seven months into their relationships. So they're basically just like poopless creatures, okay?
Yeah.
And 22% say they'll always be uncomfortable. Now, I don't have a lot of relationship experience, but I mean, I feel like on some level, like I'm not going to shove it in your face. I'm not going to be like, oh, I took a really big this morning. I'm not going to say that. But I mean, like if I was messed up or I was like late and they're like, why were you late? And I'm like, I had Indian food and it messed me up. You know what I mean? I'll kind of give some hints like that. Or especially if you go traveling with somebody, you know, and you're going to be or you're sharing a hotel room and there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run. You just got to be there, and you're in the bathroom for 40 minutes. What do they think's going on in there? Obviously, you know, so I'll just kind of, I feel like me and my past partners would just kind of poke fun at each other, but we were never gross about it. The last boyfriend specifically was very, very keen on keeping the romance alive. You know what I mean? Mm. Like he wasn't, I've seen these couples where they, you know, they openly talk about, you know, pooping and they'll fart in front of each other. This guy was not about that life. And I respected that. I got that because you do that around your friends. Maybe guys do, I'm sure, you know, not so much ladies, but you know, ladies can be open about it with your good girlfriends and stuff. But when it's between romantic partners, I understand and I appreciate and I respect the fact that you want to keep the sexual tension alive. And it's really hard to do that when you're farting, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's there's nothing. You know, I'll never get used to seeing a lady that I've been intimate with cut a beaver. I mean, there's something about that day where you're just like, wow, our relationship will never ever be the same. I still might love you, but I will never look at you the same way again. You are forever unclean at this point. Like, I know sometimes, I understand, like, sometimes nature happens and you can't help it. I know, but God, you have to at all costs try to help it. I told you, if I have a small apartment, and if I have a lady over, when that happens rarely, then she stays the night. In the morning, it's fart time in my apartment. I'm farting. That's just what I do. That's what happens. You know, it's just like when you make pee, like everything builds up. And if there's a lady there, I go into my bathroom, I open the window, spread the cheeks, and don't let the air ricochet off to make the sound. You just let it go, and just let it flow. And that's what you do. That's my saying, like, I want you to still be attracted to me. I don't want to cut beefers in front of you because you'll look at me like, wow. I don't think women have the same sort of feeling that men do with that. They probably like, oh, that's what guys do. They fart.
It's gross still.
It is gross.
It's still gross. Yeah. Like,
Kevin, my buddy farted in front of his new girlfriend. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you. Oh, my God. We're going to get sidetracked here.
It's okay.
So Saturday night, I had not met my buddy's new girlfriend yet. And he called me and goes, what are you doing? It's Saturday night. And I go, I'm kind of at home. I just poured a bourbon. I'm down to, like, go do something if you want to do something. He goes, okay, I got, you know, my lady with me. I go, oh, okay, yeah, that'd be nice. I haven't met her yet. And he goes, all right, well, I'll let you know. I go, okay. And I had to make a two. I had to make some brown. So I'm in my bathroom. Like I said, my apartment's very small. I tend to just leave the door open. It's just me there. I let, you know, I don't close the door.
The bathroom door.
The bathroom door, yeah. And as I'm wiping my butt and concluding the brown session, I get pounding on the door, and I'm going, oh, no, that's either the cops or that's my buddy, one or the other. And I go, this was not pleasant smell-wise.
Oh.
It wasn't. I didn't know what to do. And I open the door. Sure enough, it's my buddy and his new friend, and I'm going, okay, the plan is I can't let her come in here because it reeks in here. It smells like farts. So I can't let her come in here. So I'm like, all right, my plan will be, hey, I'll be right out. I just got to get dressed real quick. I'll just put on, like, you know, some jeans and, and a shirt and a jacket. I'll be out the door. And this poor girl is shaking. It's cold out. She's shaking. I go, oh, my God, I have to let them in here. So I go, okay, you can come in, you know. And then I go, listen, I'm sure you can tell, but I was making poop in here, and it stinks. I'm sure you notice. I'm embarrassed. I've never met you before. I'm very sorry that this is how we're first meeting for the first time. And she goes, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's terrible. This is a nightmare for me.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, I'm sure it's not pleasant for you. She goes, oh, I'm clogged up anyways, so I can't really smell
it. Oh, what a
sweet
girl.
I'm like, oh, now you're breathing. Now you're tasting it. Now you're breathing through your mouth, tasting farts. I don't know what you're doing. It was humiliating. I was so mad at him for doing that.
Man.
He goes, yeah, I should have called. I go, yes, you absolutely should call, text, something. There's no reason to stop by unannounced ever in the world.
Yes.
Always call. Always say, hey, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Oh, I'm actually making brown. Let's not do this. I'll just meet you somewhere.
Yes.
That would have been the way to go. So I was very upset.
Oh,
that
no.
He did this to me.
That is awful and hilarious, by the way. Oh, that's so fantastic. And that was your first meeting.
First meeting, this poor lady.
She's I can already tell she's a nice person.
Very
like
nice. Very
she's
nice.
She's pretending like she doesn't acknowledge the smell. She's probably smiling.
Yeah.
Being nice.
She's saying, oh, I can't, it's fine. No. No, it's not. It's
no, it is not. I want to hear from you folks out there. 727-579-1025. What are some strange things that you do with your partner? Maybe you're a little too comfortable. And then, like Will said, if you're doing disgusting stuff in front of each other, how do you turn that around and then get randy? You know, then get aroused sexually by each other when before you were, you know, diarrhea-ing with the door open. Like, I feel like those two things are mutually exclusive.
Sense.
Like, they cannot coexist. You can't be romantic and also, you know, taking that sloppy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you know.
you can't. I don't know. I mean, I think you get to a point with somebody where I don't know, like maybe the romance is kind of dead, but you like, you know, you get to a point where you're like, ah, I love you, so I can like, you know, then you just start farting and,
yeah,
and you know, yeah, go ahead and you can come in and take a shower. I'm just going to take dumps.
Yeah,
you know, it's fine.
It is really bizarre. I feel like it also depends somewhat on the person. I remember I had a girl that used to be on the dance team with me, and she was like, me and my boyfriend have such an open relationship. Not open and sexually, but, you know, like, we're so open with each other. He tells me that he wants me to fart in front of him. And I was like,
oh,
what?
Well, maybe something he's into.
What? She was
sexually.
Just like, yeah, he says that he likes it when I fart in front of him because it means that I'm comfortable, and he wants me to be comfortable.
No, he's
and I
just
go,
a
that's,
freak.
That's bizarre, but okay. Thing. Maybe I'm like, maybe they just have a mature love. That's what I thought as a 20-year-old kid. Guess where they are now?
They are divorced.
Married with a kid. Happily
oh, fantastic.
Married. Yeah, they're doing really great.
That's lovely.
Congrats, Garrett and Lindsay. I love you both. 727-579-1025. Thank you for calling in, caller. Who might this be?
Yeah, this is Jason.
What's up, Jason? Do you have some disgusting habits that you and your partner share?
I don't find them disgusting, but they're pretty, you know, normal as it goes around our house. We've been married for 12 years. We've got two kids. I've seen her drop a deuce when she,
oh,
before she pushed out both of our babies.
Oh, my
and
God.
Oh, well, like when
everything
she was giving
is,
birth? Yeah. Yeah, that happens, you know.
That's,
yeah, it happens. It happens every
that,
time. But
now,
To
be honest with you, is that distracting a little bit? You're, like, watching this beautiful birth, and then you're like, oh, what's that?
A poop.
Yes and no.
Okay. And it happened both times with both kids?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What else? Any
other? You think past that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get, you're like, that's not, you're like, you're worried about the thing that's coming out after that.
Yeah.
The doctors prepare you for it. They're just going to tell you, hey, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Are you making...
We share towels.
Are you making farts in front of your wife? Is she making farts in
front
of you?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm with my kids. Yeah, leave a big dump in the toilet when you know they're about to go in and use the bathroom, and that pisses them off, or makes them mad.
Yeah,
how old are your kids? How old are your kids?
Right underneath the blankets. My kids are 10 and 6.
Okay, so they're like real people.
You're giving her the Dutch oven, farting and then
yes,
the
yeah, as many times as you can.
Okay, well, that's
keep
beautiful.
Keep them laughing. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're a bad man.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you have a very happy and healthy relationship, sir. Glad you have a regular relationship as well.
Yeah, it's pretty regular.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say so.
Yeah,
lots,
that's what happens after 12 years.
All right. And
you guys
do
a good job, and I appreciate listening to you guys. I listen to you every day on my way home from work.
Aw, thanks, man.
I got an hour drive, so.
All right. Well, thank you. It was Jason, you said?
Yeah, this is the best show you've done so far. I've been home for 20 minutes and I couldn't turn off the radio.
Oh, that's awesome. So. We love hearing that. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, there we go. Stay Woke Midnight 102.5 The Bone. Get the app. Check out the website. Check out hmbradio.com. Check out radiosaintpete.com. Social media. Follow us over there, 102.5 The Bone. Radio St. Pete on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me over there at @home_made_man. Same thing, Instagram or Twitter if you want some stickers or anything. I'll send them to you for free. That's just the type of guy that I am. What can I tell you? Just slide into my DM, send me your address. I will not go to your home, but I will send you some high-quality gear, HMB Radio Stay Woke gear, for free. I hope you have a great week. Don't freak out. Everything's going to be okay about the coronavirus, the COVID-19. Don't freak out. But if we die, we die. You know what we're going to do? Can't do anything about it. Leave a voicemail. I want to hear your parting words. 813-693-2124. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. I will talk to you next week. I guarantee it. Not guaranteed, but pretty sure. Stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, if you're listening on podcast, thank you very much. Please subscribe to the feed. HMB Radio, all one word. Subscribe to it. Okay, Will Koontz, Radio St. Pete, HMB Radio. See you.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.